Hello, this is Jonathan Marks via PCJ Online, just about to push the button on another programme from the media network Vintage Radio Archives.
Right. As head of the English section, I think I ought to warn listeners about the next programme from Radio Netherlands, the Dutch International Service. A sense of humour will be essential, and I'm afraid we haven't got a data sheet on that subject as yet. Still, hey, you can't fade me out!
We present Episode 4 of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Exing by John Nathan, with Ian Desteyns as the narrator.
If you've been following this narrative as closely as I have, which may be rather unlikely since you're not being paid to do so, you'll know that our two travellers, Oliver Pass and his friend Drosophilus, have just made a rather major tactical error. In most novels and other artistic creations, the author introduces a chase into the play or opera to liven up the interest and impress the critics. The heroes in these performances hide behind trees, telegraph poles, building corners and the like, where they instantly become invisible to their pursuers who pass by within feet of where they're standing. In the real world, however, there are seldom any high-speed, dangerous car chases sponsored by major motor manufacturers. There are not many pursuers, except the taxman, and when somebody does give chase, there's never any convenient tree, telegraph pole or corner behind which to hide.
It's all right. We'll be safe in here. Are you a language expert, by any chance?
Why?
Well, there's a sign on this door that says, Achtung Hosch Penny.
Shh!
Can't hear anything. Nice, isn't it? They'll have gone back into the main building by now.
Oh, dear, I thought as much.
What have you found in?
But look at the date on this plaque.
Let's see. Made in the glorious Democratic People's Revolutionary Anti-Imperialist, Anti-Fascist, Anti-Communist Republic of Polizania. 1st of November, 2022, at least. I think that's a 20.
I think it may well be.
Nah, it's probably misprint.
No. If you've been taking an interest in the Radio Polizania building, you must have noticed how out of touch we were. Look, first McFungus in the DX programs department shows us radio receivers we've never heard of. Then we don't recognise any of the heads of state in the news bulletins in the newsroom. Then Dick Erbauker, the big chief of this whole crazy station, talks about the failure of satellite television.
Okay. So we've slipped into the future. So what? I mean, if we slipped here, we'll be able to slip back to good old 1982 on the way back. Simple.
It must have been the Russian over-the-horizon radar system that pushed us into the future when we were in the helicopter.
Well, there's no use worrying about that now. Our main priority is to get out of this weird fantasy and get back to real life.
Oliver, that little stool you're sitting on, can you think why it's glowing red?
What in the name of speakman are you idiots doing?
Ignore it, it's a trap.
He seems pretty angry.
You've got 35 seconds before you get fried to kingdom come, folks. And I have no intention to clean the inside of this transmitter before I go home. Can you hear me?
Suppose I said to you, Oliver, that I think the stool you're sitting on might just be the final output valve of a 500 kilowatt shortwave transmitter. And if this angry gentleman is in fact correct, about 25,000 volts is about to be applied to each of your buttocks.
I think we'd better move.
How about a touch of the run like hell?
Run like hell! Of all the stupid places to hide, you have to choose the inside of a transmitter. With brains like that, I should have left you there. Now, stand by while I switch her on. Ah, there she goes.
Yes, well, thanks for the rescue bit, but we have to be on our way.
Oh, no, you don't. I know exactly who you two are. Oliver Pass and Mr. Drisophilus. Escapees and a danger to Radio Polizania.
How come no one is ever pleased to see us?
No. I'm not planning to turn you in. In fact, I'm looking for a way out myself. Oh, the name's Jim Spatula, actually. Press and Promotions.
What are you doing here, then?
Well, trying to get out. I'm a victim of government cuts, and after being tossed from one department to another, oh, it's time to make a move. I mean to say, transmitter operator. Can you think of a more boring job? All you get is complaints. The management wants you to turn the power down to save money. The program books want you to turn the power up so they can run their hard rock music or computer programs. And the DXs, they want you to hop around the band. Either because you happen to be using the same frequency as Radio Excitamento in the Peruvian jungle, or because there's interference on your sidebands. I'll give them interference on their sidebands if I got off a chance.
Pretty old transmitters you're using, I must say.
People forget that to move from 11.875 kilohertz to 17.605 means a good 15 minutes of running from one end of the other of the tuning coils as throwing the switch.
Yeah, but wait a minute. You said you were from press and publicity.
Yeah, well, was is the operative word there, mate. Trying to promote shortwave radio with DXs against you is like, well, it's like trying to dig a hole through the world to get to Australia.
How come? I think you'll find it is the DXs that respond to a station's call for free stickers, pennants and such like.
Yeah, which means your campaign is dead before it started.
They
all put their publicity stickers into handsome albums on the wall behind the receiver, but never where people will see them. Yeah, great slogans, too. Radio men do it with frequency.
Until it hurts.
You what?
Oh, nothing. Hey, don't you think we'd better be moving? You know, they're bound to start looking for us soon, eh?
Nah, relax. This is the last place they look. Besides, I haven't finished my story. Now then, so, I started in
publicity?
Press and Promotions. Oh. Giving away stickers, pennants, useless souvenirs with the station logo, stained glass windows, left-handed bottle openers, that sort of thing. Then I moved on to the sound effects department. Yeah, that didn't last long.
Yes, as far as shortwave is concerned, who needs sound effects anyway?
Although he doesn't realise it, when Drosophilus just said, "Who needs sound effects anyway?" he has exactly repeated the thoughts of many radio play producers the world over. This question sprang into use not because the effects were not good enough, because the coconut shells were not hoof-like enough, or because the rice falling onto a large sheet of paper didn't sound like authentic rain. The origin, in fact, goes back to the well-known sound effects genius R.F. Mixer. In his little studio, hidden in the bowels of Broadcasting House, he began to take a serious look at all these modern plays. The lack of a happy ending and the cliched dialogue bothered him, as did the inevitable violence with the odd rape scene. Was this the new Shakespeare era? Would generations to come perform the works of the great television crime series writers? Or would they stick to Shakespeare and dismiss the 20th century box as being universally of no paramount importance? Mr. Mixer decided the problem lay with the dialogue writer and not those who performed and directed. But did we in fact need any dialogue at all? What about creating plays just using sound effects? It didn't take long to put together a few crashes and submit the work as an artistic expression of man's inhumanity and violence towards his fellow human beings, or something like that. The results were accepted and highly praised, and so the experiment went further.
Let's face it, folks, radio is on the way out. Thanks basically to the mindless souls they employ as broadcasters.
Hello, world.
In the next half hour, you will hear the news, followed by a tropical commentary. And we finish this transmission with a piece of music. I trust you will enjoy listening as much as I won't. What needs to happen is that technicians like me are given a chance. Having sat and watched thousands of idiots perform behind a piece of soundproof glass, I think I know a few tricks. What about the news, for example? Who needs it? Everyone? So why not make it interesting? That's where the sound effects come in. Make the bulletin come alive.
In other developments, communist rebels seem to have increased their activities in the border areas of China. Government outposts in the northeast and the far south were overrun on Sunday, and 4 policemen were killed and 11 wounded in the fighting. And the Dutch tugboat Smitsalvor has been released by the Cuban authorities after having been held by them for 3 weeks. The tug had entered Cuban territorial waters to assist a ship in distress. The owners of the Smitsalvor have had to pay a fine of 35,000 euros. And that's the news.
And that's a bit more like it, I think. What about a bit of laughter on famous speeches? I mean, who are the politicians afraid of?
Tax reform, the House, the Senate, my desk, public opinion, Hanoi, South Vietnam, the Tu regime, look, time, desegregation.
All the anarchy. And why not make operas with people who can't sing? I mean, really, something's got to be done, otherwise the pirates will take over.
Hello. High record lovers, this is Ludwig van Mozart at the microphone on shortwave pirate radio, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy Longlegs in the continuing fight for free radio.
Dear friends.
Swinging radio.
Oh, you can find us on 6285 kilocycles in the 157 feet, 5.5 inch shortwave band. And that equals 48 metres for those of you who ain't joined the campaign against who fancies an 86 centimetre bust anyway? Would you like to be told not to move 2.54 centimetres? Fight for free radio, and when we've got it, we'll know what it is.
Free Radio News.
Yeah, well, now it's time for our DX programme with news about free radio events here in Europe. Radio Mixup got raided last week by the GPO while doing tests for the DXs in Antarctica and says, like all fighters for free radio, they'll be closing down too. European Mono Radio says that if they don't get more support from the legal DX programs and the DX press, they'll have to discontinue sending out QSL cards. EMR, the station for people with only one ear. Radio Red Flag has been expelled from the Pirate Broadcasting Union for its right-wing political statements and says that it will now broadcast under the new name of Radio Black Flag. And finally, Radio Caroline West says that rumours that it's simply on the aid to promote... Radio Caroline West says that rumours that it's simply on the air to promote dreadful quality tapes of old offshore stations are in fact true. Who writes this stuff? And as a result, they'll be closing down. Well, that's the free radio news for this week.
This is a thing called Radio Daddy Longlegs.
I've got some
something new that'll make you listen and make people happy all day. So stay tuned in and you get the message about what we're trying to say. It's fun all the time and there's lots of music the DJs are dying to play. Oh!
You're listening to Radio Denny Longlegs on 157 feet shortwave. If you want to get a QSL card, send 5 IRCs for return postage and profit to Radio Denny Longlegs, Kent Place, Wombwell, Bardsley in Holland. Repeat if time permits. No, I won't. And by the way, we won't be on the air next week. It's my birthday, you see, and I don't want the post office to ruin it. And sorry for last week's problems with the modulation, but we think rain got into the transmitter rig, or someone spilled a cup of coffee. This is Radio Denny Longlegs, the music station where we cut the speech to a minimum and play hits like this one from the Beatles. Oh, and Radio Caroline says it's definitely going to be back on the air next week.
But we digress. Meanwhile, in the transmitting centre, our two travellers have managed to figure out a more positive way of escape.
Look, it's very...
simple?
No, easy. All we have to do is wait here for about 5 minutes until the transmitters go off. And then we start moving out towards the loading bay at the end of the...
corridor?
Hall. Out the back... there's a big lorry from the International Frequency Police that's going to Geneva.
But they'll see us when they open the back of the lorry at the frontier.
Don't be so...
stupid?
Silly? Dense. This truck is here to take the white books to the Frequency Books in Switzerland.
White book? That's the quarterly publication from the International Frequency Police, which shows frequency managers who's using what frequency.
Ah.
And if they find that too many people want to use the same channel, they lower the level of interference thresholds.
Well, that's stupid. What on earth does that do? I mean, just because you say you'll tolerate more interference on a certain frequency before you do anything, doesn't reduce the interference.
Yes, but... it looks much better in writing.
Of course, levels of interference are much lower now with Radio Polizania putting out the broadcasts instead of hundreds of little tin pot outfits. We recruited one frequency manager from one of the many stations that caught international fever in the 80s. You know, adding the word international to your station name makes you less inconspicuous. No, I think it was,
Berlin?
No.
Baghdad?
No. Brunei? No, can't be. No, of course, it was...
Sweden?
No,
Switzerland?
Swaziland.
Oh, come on. You can't just get one man to make all these frequency alterations?
It's...
not again.
True.
But I've been to see the CCD monitoring service in Britain a number of times... and they tell me it took them 6 weeks to work out the complete schedule for Radio Moscow.
Then they can't read his writing. Well, well, well. Look what the cat dragged in.
You know this guy?
Oh, yes. Gentlemen, Bob Stampis from the QSL department.
How do you do? So, this is the transmission centre, eh? Now, if I can find the way out, I'll be off faster than the bionic man.
Where do they put you?
I got shoved into the QSL department. It's across the corridor from here.
Wouldn't mind a verification car from this place.
If you're really interested, I'll show you the way out of here.
Go on, then.
I said if you were really interested.
I don't fancy a moment longer in this place. I'm with you.
Really interested?
The QSL room is this way.
Oh, well, we'll just stop off for a quick verification.
And a few penances.
Oh, yes, I could tell you weren't really interested.
Well,
I must say, I didn't expect to find a QSL department to look like this.
Well, what did you expect, then?
A sack of mail, a pool of typists, engineers checking reports, logging results.
Cool, what a dump. Instead, we find a sack of mail. What's this? Pile of empty cards? And what's that?
Ah, a word processor, my friend. JCN Mark 1. Not very original, though. I mean, word processors go back as far as the mid-80s.
They told me that no human could deal with the volume of mail that stations receive. You have to use machines to help the people. But people go sick, have holidays, have babies. Not very convenient. So you built a machine to do the work.
Yeah, and you can process up to 180 reports an hour on this.
But why is it covered in dust?
Something about the club wars, I was told.
No, of course you wouldn't know about them, now would you? It happened after your time, mid-80s, in fact. Now, what is the common factor uniting all clubs?
Common interest in DXing?
Peace and friendship between people.
I know. Understanding of foreign cultures.
Yeah. Well, at the end of that round, that's no points to anyone. No, the common factor is that there are at least two clubs in every country, and each hates the other. Common sense.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Have you ever been to a DX meeting?
Oh, of course.
Not the shortwave listener gatherings, but a real DX's gathering.
Yeah.
You can always spot many types of people. First, there is Mr. Administration. He hasn't switched on a radio for 7 years. Yet, thanks to reading club bulletins, he can tell you exactly what's going on the bands 12 months ago.
Yeah. Then there's, I heard it. Now, you've only got to mention the name of a station. He says, I heard it, I've heard it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It doesn't matter if the transmitter has been off the air, dismantled 3 years ago. He's heard it, and he's even got a QSL card from the station if you ask him about it.
Yeah, and then there's this Mr. List Logger.
Ooh, nasty.
He gets the DX bulletin through the post, you know, and he flicks through the DX loggings.
Yeah.
Then he switches on the receiver, checks the time, chooses a frequency, and looks at the list to see what he can hear. Never mind if he can only hear a faint, garbled voice and a whistle. That must be a 10-watt station in China. And even though he hasn't heard a word, it's worth a 5-page report.
Don't forget Mr. Equipment. He's got an unlimited overdraft from the bank, and he must have the latest equipment. He doesn't need to know how to use it, as long as he's got it.
You know, but you've forgotten Mr. Frequency.
Oh, Mr. Frequency, yeah.
He's obvious to correct people in the middle of a talk when they mention a frequency. He knows which station was 100 hertz off last Sunday. He knows the entire band's by heart, and God help you if you make a mistake.
Hang on,
let's cut out all this anti-DXer talk.
Besides, if it were not for them, hundreds of people would be on the unemployment lists as ex-QSLers.
All right, look, let's have a look at this report then. To Radio Politsania, Politsania. That's a good start. People's Democratic anti... blah, 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 blah. Here we are. Dear sir or madam... Well, that's not bad for a beginning. It was a pleasure listening to your programme this morning at 3 hours local time. The guy's bloody made. Blah, 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 blah. Receiver, antenna attached to a passing tree, blah, 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 blah. Programme details, interesting programme. Yeah, please send pennant, QSL card, T-shirt, sticker, clothing coupons, samples of your currency.
Clothing toner. Coupons?
Yeah.
Where's he been for the last 75 years?
Oh, he's been trying to QSL Damascus.
So what does this word processor do?
Well, this little light reads the date, time and frequency. And the typewriter bashes it out onto a pre-prepared card, adds a few thank yous and puts a stamp on the postcard like this.
Crazy. Yes, but what if the listener asks a question? Isn't that answered in writing?
Yeah, that's important.
Oh, yes, of course. You see, the unit is programmed to answer about, 300 standard questions? Which covers about 99% of the listeners. All these standards like, what's your capital, how many languages you speak, how big's your population, got to get that one in. Where's your transmitters?
Well, how about where's the way out?
Where's the way out? No, I don't think it can handle that one.
Where's the way out? You really want to know this time?
I think they do. That's the main security siren.
Hey?
I expect it's a warning gesture by the management.
Well, I think we've had enough of their hospitality. Where to now?
Let's head for that truck.
Hey, Drosophilus, what are those two people doing behind the truck?
They're loading something.
Them's white books for Geneva. And we're in luck, it's the November period, so it means the books are twice as thick as usual.
Wait, stay low. If they see you, unspeakable horrors await you in the main building.
Why don't you wait until their lunch break?
Who cares about Radio Polizei?
Shut up, you two. Look, they're hesitating. Perhaps.
Should be. Yeah, it's coming up to 12 o'clock.
And the two workmen are looking at their watches and the crowd is tense as they seem undecided what to do. It's the first lunch break of the day, and the question the fans are waiting for is, will this be the break they've been looking for? And yes, the mystery workman number one has indeed put down his pile of books, and he's now striding confidently and correctly towards the exit of the building, mumbling encouragement to his fellow partner, who is following suit. Ladies and gentlemen, on this fine but cool day here in Polizania, it looks as though this is the big one. He's pulling out the big one. This is the moment the crowd have been waiting for.
Yeah, and now comes the slight snag.
Snag?
Why, aren't they going to Geneva?
Oh, that's okay. But look at the space in the truck.
Ah.
Room enough for about two people, I'd say.
Well, thanks for everything, Bowser. Oi. I'm sure you'll make it again.
Well, how about that?
Bye. Oi. There must be other trucks going to Geneva.
Hey, come back. It's not fair. We didn't know a lot.
Ouch. That's my nose you're leaning on.
Oh, can't help it. These books weigh a ton.
Yeah, you know, Drosophilus, I do feel a bit guilty about leaving those two behind.
So you'd rather stay here and work for Radio Polizania?
Okay, the guilt's gone.
I hope they're right about this truck going to Geneva.
Must be it's the only headquarters for the International Frequency Police. Must be.
Shh! I think those workmen are coming back. We mustn't be found now.
Is this really the escape route our two travellers are looking for? Will they now be able to write up their adventures at last? Will anyone really believe them if they do? Find out on December the 31st in the next episode of The Hitchhiker's Guide to DXing.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to DXing was produced in stereo at the studios of Radio Netherlands in Hilversum, Holland. Those wishing a QSL card from Radio Polizania should phone the Polizanian embassy in their country with the details of what they've heard. Police will be at your door within the hour.
Today's program was first broadcast in 1982. The series has been repeated after many listeners' requests, and you can hear the following episode at the same time next week. Our media network, Communications Current Affairs Magazine, starts a new season on October 25th.
And that's where we end this nostalgic trip back into the media network audio archives from 1981 to October 2000. If you find all this stuff interesting, you might want to explore the Critical Distance website, where you can find more vintage audio shows, but also peruse recent video interviews I've made in the course of my travels around the world. Some of the videos actually follow up on points raised in the Media Network programme. So zip over to www.jonathanmarks.com for more details. In the meantime, this is Jonathan Marks saying back soon. Bye for now.